Well, let's start with helping people understand middle-skill jobs. What exactly is a middle-skill job?
Well, a middle-skill job is typically a job that requires skills beyond that typically picked up in secondary high school setting, but below that of a baccalaureate or a traditional four-year college or university. So it could be at the certificate, diploma, or associate degree level. That's typically those, you know, that's the niche of middle skill jobs.
What are some examples of those type of jobs, you know, that you would be training people to do here at Dawn?
Sure. Medical assistant would be one, dental assistant, massage therapist, esthetician is another, medical biller and coder, those sorts of things. Certified nursing assistant, great demand for that occupation as well. So those are some of the things that we teach, you know, that we train for here, programs that we offer.
We often hear that there are jobs available in the market, but employers have a hard time finding people that have the skills to fit those job openings. Do a lot of these middle skill jobs fall into that category?
They do. I mean, we have a career services department, and their entire job here is to talk to employers out in the market, and we definitely find employers that have a tremendous difficulty in filling some of their positions. Great example probably right now is massage therapist. There's a tremendous demand for massage therapists out there, but there's just not enough people coming into the profession right now. We just recently entered into a partnership agreement with a very large chain in the massage therapy arena to try to work together to find more people interested in massage therapy careers, because it's a limiting factor in the growth of their company. So it's extremely important to them to make it known to folks out there interested in a career that massage therapy is out there, and there's a great number of openings out there.
Is it fair to say that health and tech are the two areas that seem to have that biggest need, where there's that biggest disparity between the jobs that are available and the people who are available to fill them?
I can definitely speak to health and wellness fields. You know, they're the areas that are specific to what we do here. I can certainly, you know, I've read some of the articles and the publications. There are definitely some opportunities out there in tech as well. But from where we stand, you know, in our interactions with employers, pretty concentrated into healthcare and wellness. And we absolutely have that, you know, we have our program advisory committees here. They're made up of employers in the field, so we have them in twice a year. We talk about their needs, their expectations for employees. We talk about our curriculum and how it matches up with that. So, yeah, there's definitely a need out there in this market.
And that would be for employers large and small, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, in healthcare, you're talking about, you know, from ChristianaCare, obviously, at the alpha employer out there, all the way down to, you know, a single dentist with, you know, maybe one front desk person and one hygienist, you know, literally from very large to single proprietor, you know, small offices. Sure.
And these are jobs that oftentimes pay fairly well, right?
They do. Yeah, I mean, you look at the Bureau of Labor Statistics, and absolutely. I mean, they're paying definitely a living wage, you know, much more so than, you know, if you're out there working at a big box store, you know, maybe scanning barcodes. That's not typically going to get it done for, you know, for a family in particular. So these are jobs that typically pay well and typically offer, you know, reasonable benefits packages as well, which is really important to a lot of our students here, and probably to most people, you know, sure, that you know, in general in the population. So yeah, it's a great opportunity for somebody to not spend a tremendous amount of time, but be able to get into a career where there are jobs out there, they can make a livable wage, and they can have benefits for themselves, their kids, you know, and their spouses, that sort of thing.
So you're dealing with this firsthand. Why are these jobs so hard to fill? Why isn't there necessarily a workforce that meets these needs that you're seeing?
Well, that's certainly a wide-ranging societal question. But my perception is, you know, and I have kids, you know, that have come through. They're in one that has gone through high school, one that's in high school. You know, and it seems to me that the push from the secondary school system is really towards four-year colleges, and that's fine. You know, there's certainly a niche for that. But it doesn't seem to me that everybody in a high school of 1,000 people is the right fit at a four-year college or university. But I think that the emphasis is such that people feel compelled to go to a four-year college or university, and it has really drawn the attention away from those middle school jobs. And so they don't quite get the publicity, if you will, as somebody goes through their secondary school experience. It's just constantly talked about with colleges and universities, four-year settings, and I think they're not aware. I think it's an awareness issue.
And there's a bit of a cost-benefit analysis involved in this, too. I mean, you can go to college and you can wind up racking up big bills, having student loans, whereas maybe doing something along these lines might be more cost effective for you to get into a job that pays reasonably well, as you said.
Yeah, I think in the long run, you have to look at a couple of different things. You have to obviously look at what you expend out of your pocket, but you also have to look, as you said, at the time. A 4-year university degree is certainly going to cost you a lot in dollars and cents, but it also costs you those 4 years not in the workforce. So if you're able to attain one of these jobs in a period of maybe 7 to 9 months worth of training, now you've got that additional benefit of not only having a job with a reasonable wage and potentially a nice benefits package, but you're in the workforce that much quicker.
Going back to kind of the need, is there a sense of the scope of the need here in Delaware for these type of workers and this type of workforce?
Well, we've looked at some of the statistics, and certainly it's a little beyond our scope to compile statistics. But looking at some of the statistics, from 2014 through 2024, middle skill jobs are expected to be about 46% of all jobs in the state of Delaware. So that's a huge chunk right there. I mean, about a third or so are high skill. More advanced skill, and you've got about 20% or so that are your lower skill, entry level, like I said before, big box store type of occupations.
And for people who complete training here at Dawn Institutes, what are their prospects? Do you track at all how they do once they leave here and in their ability to get jobs?
We do. We do to the best of our ability. And that is obviously dependent on our ability to get back in touch with folks and, track them down once they've gone out and gone to work. We do, and we've got a very solid success record. We're always striving to do better and to make it better. Our goal here, what we focus on really, is the total student experience. From the time that they come to us, they express their interest in a particular career. We try to expose them to as much information as we can about that career so they can make an informed decision about whether they want to pursue it or not. Once they decide they want to pursue it, get them through the training that they need to acquire the skills to meet the expectations of employers out in the field. Then once we've done that, like I said, we have our career services department. They're constantly networking with employers, building that, the number of job opportunities that we have out there. And then they'll place, they'll help to match up, to pair up, if you will, graduates and what they're looking for in an employer, and an employer and what they're looking for in an employee. So it's sort of a matchmaking process towards the end. But we're constantly expanding that network, and we have job leads right now today that we could fill if we had more graduates.
You mentioned a lot of these jobs and these trades losing potential workers to kids being kind of funneled toward going to college. Is there a potential to fill that gap also with people who are looking to retrain for a new career when jobs in their field have been downsized or lost to automation and other factors? Is this something that could be a second career for somebody?
Oh, absolutely. And I think it's a great fit for somebody in that scenario based on something I mentioned a little bit earlier. If you've already had a job, a career, been able to support yourself and or your family in that setting, and now you need to find something else, the time is really a critical element. A 4-year degree, again, taking yourself out of the workforce for 4 years, that opportunity cost is tremendous. And quite frankly, I don't think most people who are retraining for a second career can afford a 4-year, not the dollars and cents, 4 years of time to do it. So to come to a school like Dawn Career Institute and spend maybe 7 or 8 months, be able to get trained in a middle skill job and be able to go out and enter the workforce is, that could be a critical, that could be a critical step in the development of somebody's, in their economic lifespan, if you will.
Having said all that, I mean, are you seeing more interest? Are you seeing more inquiries from people at this point in time?
The majority of our students have worked in a field, have worked somewhere. Whether you would categorize it as a career or a job varies a little bit. But virtually everybody who comes to us having been in the workforce in one capacity or another and has decided that what they were doing didn't meet their needs, or they've lost their job. There's a variety of different reasons, but we do have some folks that come right from high school into our institution, but the majority of our students come to us having been in the workforce in some capacity.
Anything else you think people should know?
I think they should really consider middle skills occupations, and whether it be one of the programs that we offer here or like you had mentioned earlier, you know, a tech position, things of that nature. I just think they need to give it a look. It doesn't necessarily get the publicity and, you know, the bright lights maybe that some of the, you know, some of the 4-year occupations and even more advanced than that get, but something to really, I think people to consider for themselves, their family members, their neighbors, their friends, you know, when you have those conversations about what are you going to do with your life, Johnny? You know, what are you going to do with your life, Jill? You know, to talk about occupations like this, I think it gets a little bit overlooked. And in many cases, that might be doing people a disservice that they haven't really considered occupations like this.
And when we talk about the jobs, a lot of times the talk is about, you know, middle class jobs. I mean, in some ways, it seems like the middle skilled jobs are predominantly those that could be considered middle class jobs, the jobs that seem to be ones that have disappeared in a lot of places.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think that there's a significant linkage, I would say, between middle skills jobs and the middle class, if you will, as broad a term as that is. But I do think, you know, in this day and age of dual incomes, you know, I do think that these middle skills jobs, you know, if you have, you know, a dual income, you know, situation where both folks are working in a middle skills job, I think you're looking right at a middle-class family.